MoneyGram launches MGUSD stablecoin on Stellar for remittances. MoneyGram launched its own dollar-backed stablecoin, MGUSD, on the Stellar network on June 2, 2026, according to CoinDesk. The token is issued by Bridge, the stablecoin platform Stripe acquired, with smart contracts from M0 and wallet infrastructure from Fireblocks. The rollout starts in the United States, with a global expansion planned across MoneyGram's network of roughly 500,000 retail locations and 60 million customers. The launch puts one of the oldest names in money transfer into a market that crypto-native issuers built. MoneyGram is not partnering to accept an existing stablecoin here. It is putting its brand on the token itself and embedding a self-custodial wallet directly in its app, so users hold MGUSD in a wallet they control rather than parking funds in a company account. A money transfer incumbent issues its own dollars. MoneyGram has worked with Stellar since 2021 when it built cash-in and cash-out ramps for USDC at its physical counters. The new step is different in kind. With MGUSD, the company moves from distributing someone else's stablecoin to issuing its own, sitting closer to the economics of the float and the on-chain rails that settle each transfer. CEO Anthony Suhu framed the token as a base layer rather than a finished product. "Starting with our distribution platform, we're using stablecoin as a foundation to build future applications on its global network," he said. "The reach is the asset MoneyGram brings that most crypto issuers lack. Hundreds of thousands of staffed locations where cash still changes hands, in corridors where recipients do not hold bank accounts." Stellar CEO Donnell Dixon tied the deal to the network's pitch for payment volume over speculation. "Stellar was built for real-world utility at institutional scale," she said. The two now have a 5-year partnership covering remittance services, which signals this is meant as infrastructure rather than a marketing pilot. TradFi names crowd into stablecoins. MGUSD lands in a year when established payment companies stopped watching stablecoins from the sidelines. SoFi launched SoFi USD. PayPal expanded its work with Paxos. Western Union put a stablecoin on Solana with Anchorage Digital. MoneyGram now joins that list on Stellar, and the pattern is hard to miss. The companies that move dollars for a living are issuing the digital version themselves rather than ceding the rail to Circle or Tether. The size of the prize explains the rush. Citi projects the stablecoin market reaching $4 trillion by 2030, up from roughly $300 billion today. For a remittance firm, even a small share of cross-border flows settled on-chain trims correspondent banking costs and the multi-day delays that come with them. Settling a transfer in MGUSD between two MoneyGram wallets can clear in seconds on Stellar, where the alternative is a chain of intermediary banks each taking a cut. The self-custody detail matters. The wallet design is the part most relevant to anyone who follows how dollar stablecoins get spent. MoneyGram is embedding a non-custodial wallet in its app, so the recipient holds MGUSD directly rather than as a balance owed to MoneyGram. That reduces the counterparty exposure that has burned users when custodial operators failed, and it leaves the door open for those balances to move into other on-chain uses later, including the kind of stablecoin spending that powers a growing slice of crypto cards. There is a practical limit worth stating plainly. A bank-issued or fintech-issued stablecoin is only as sound as its reserves and the issuer behind it. MGUSD is described as dollar-backed and issued through Bridge, but the value of the self-custody promise depends on redemption holding up its scale and on MoneyGram's 500,000 locations actually offering cash-out where recipients need it. The token launched in the United States first. Coverage in the corridors that send the most remittances will decide whether MGUSD is infrastructure or a press release. For now, the signal is clear enough. A 30-year-old money transfer company decided the cheapest way to move a dollar across a border is to issue that dollar on a blockchain itself, and it picked Stellar to do it.